Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, December 20th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two today at 4:30, we're catching up with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Public School System. We got Superintendent Ron Rasmussen on with us, and he's going to bring on some kids. We're going to be talking about a really fun program that they're doing over at Lincoln. But right now, joining us on the phone lines, Senator Patrick Teston with us. Sir, it is always good to talk with you. How you doing?
I'm doing great, James. How about yourself?
Doing good. Like a lot of people, a busy week and a lot going on as we not only get ready for the holiday season, but year-end reviews and year-end things going on and so much of that. And I know how busy you are, so I want to get right to using your time here wisely. You spent some time on the Veteran Legislator Panel at the new Legislator Conference in Madison recently. Can you tell us about that experience and how it went?
Yeah, so this is probably my third time I've done this now, so apparently I'm one of the old guys down in Madison. Haven't been there for 8 years, but our legislative council, they do this every year in December for new legislators. And it seems like yesterday I was an incoming freshman and got to hear from legislative veterans. And it's really an opportunity to kind of go over the best practices, the do's and don'ts, because you know, we're all human. We make mistakes from time to time, and I've had my fair share of them. And it's great to share those experiences with those incoming legislators, because no one hands you a book on how to be a good legislative official. And so it's good to have mentors and rely on some of those individuals who've been around a while. And it's always a really fun discussion, and it's a good back and forth between, you know, the incoming members, those who have been in the legislature for several years, including myself, and a good bipartisan discussion.
You know, and it's such an interesting note. I don't think a lot of us think about those things, but it is one of those jobs where there's not really a class you take for it. There's not really this is what you do day one. You really have to find out from your peers, and I imagine that's where a lot of good habits are created as well, where you can help people new to this.
Oh, absolutely. And that was one of the struggles when I first took office, because coming from the private sector, working in sales, you know, you've got metrics that you can base your performance on and to know whether or not you're doing a good job, you're not doing a good job, or you've got to, you know, make things up. That's not necessarily the case when you enter government, because there are no real metrics. And so you got to base things off of, you know, constituent relationships, the bills that you're working on, what gets through the finish line. And so it's just a different mentality. And you know, for a lot of the incoming freshmen, and it's a big class, there's, I think, just shy of 40 new legislators that are going to be taking their oath of office for the first time come January 6th. And so it's a steep learning curve. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot of new voices, a lot of new perspectives coming in. And so I'm looking forward to you know, fostering relationships with my soon-to-be new colleagues and seeing what comes this next session.
The lifeblood of politics really is getting new blood in there, new ideas, as much as appreciating the people that have been doing it for a long time. And it's such an interesting topic of what I had Congressman Kind on right before he retired, and talking with him about that, about how do you rate your career in politics? What is success to you? What is success to your constituents? That's such an interesting topic. In 70, 80 years when you retire, sir, we should have that discussion. We should have that. go ahead, sorry.
I was going to say, if I'm still doing this in 70 or 80 years, something went terribly wrong in my life.
we know how busy you are and everything, and you've been even extra busy with some of the things that have been kind of, you've jumped in on the plates that you've put on your table. You've joined a number of committees recently. I thought it would be a good idea to get into these committees that you've joined, but also what you're doing on them, if you don't mind. So earlier this month, you were named to Senate Vice Chair of the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee. Can you tell us what that is and what you'll be doing?
Yeah, so, you know, last session was my first session on the Joint Finance Committee, which is the most powerful legislative committee in the entire country. It's you've got members from both houses, both parties, and we are tasked with writing the state budget and handling all appropriations. And so, really, when you get appointed to the Joint Finance Committee, from the time that the budget gets introduced by the governor, usually by the end of January through early February, then it's our task, the 16-member committee, that we spend the next several months until we can get a budget done statutorily by June 30th. So you essentially become a prisoner of Madison for 4 or 5 days a week, which has its ups and downs. But what's really important is that you're in the room. You're one of the legislators who are working with your colleagues on the committee to create a state budget, dealing with tax policy, everything else, K-12 education, transportation, you name it. Every government agency, every government program related to state government runs through this committee. And being appointed as the co-vice chair has added responsibility. So you're in the room with the co-chair, along with the co-chairs in the assembly and the co-vice chair. And that's where the real negotiations happen. So I'm really looking forward to this opportunity to serve alongside Senator Mark Lyon, who's the Senate co-chair, and work with our counterparts in the assembly, co-chair Representative Mark Bourne and co-vice chair Representative Kurtz, who is a dear friend of mine. And I'm really excited about this prospect, and hopefully we're going to pass a great state budget over the course of the next several months. And one that really continues to move Wisconsin on the right track for the next 2 years.
You know, there's I'm curious because I'm fortunate. I have basically two bosses, and both of them are awesome. They're great. I like working for them. And because I appreciate the way they treat me and our staff, it makes me want to work even harder for them. You've got thousands of bosses. You've got a lot of them. Is there an added pressure to get bills done or to get things done with that?
Yeah, I think there is. And, you know, that's a great point that you make. I tell people all the time that, you know, I have roughly 170,000 bosses, yeah. And every 4 years I'm up for a job review. And thankfully, this past November, resoundingly, they said, you know what, we like what you're doing. Let's send you back to work on our behalf. And I take that responsibility to heart. And so, now being tasked with having an increased role on the budget committee, I'm really looking forward to that challenge, alongside with the other committee assignments that I've been tapped to be on, including being the new chair of the Senate Ag and Revenue Committee. I'm also going to be a member of the Committee on Financial Institutions and Sport and Heritage, the vice chair on the Senate Committee on Health, and also the member on the Joint Committee on Information Policy and Technology, as well as the co-chair on the Joint Survey Committee on Tax Exemptions.
And I want to kind of go through these with you, but before we do, I imagine that while it is extra, you know, stuff on your plate, it's got to be quite an honor, too, to have you to be put in these positions.
It definitely is. I mean, you know, I remember going back to my very first session, and when I got my committee assignments, I was thrilled because my first session, I chaired the Workforce Development Committee. I served on the Ag and Tourism Committee along with several others, and it was all within the wheelhouse of what I had campaigned on in my very, very first campaign. And now, you know, having a couple of elections under my belt and, you know, having a leadership position within the state Senate, along with having a leadership position within the budget writing committee, you know, committee assignments that I have now, I mean, they are right to the core of the 24th Senate District. And so I'm really excited about my committee assignments.
You mentioned being on a couple of these, and I want to get into what you'll be doing on them. One of them was the being on the Committee of Agriculture and Revenue. What are some of the bigger things that you are going to be trying to get accomplished with that?
Yeah, so on the Ag and Revenue Committee, and just by way of background, kind of shedding light behind the curtain is, so after every election, depending on who comes back, who doesn't, there's always a reshuffling of the deck as far as committee assignments. And so in the state Senate, if you're in the majority, regardless of your experience, you're a committee chair, and usually there's several different issue areas. But on the Ag and Revenue Committee, my first priority is making sure that we have a strong agricultural community and working with our stakeholders within the ag community to deal with the challenges that they're facing, whether it's infrastructure issues. If you remember last budget, we put $150 million in the state budget to help with our agricultural road improvement program, which has been wildly successful. I want to make sure that continues. But then also working with the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection and Secretary Romanski, who's actually a Wisconsin Rapids native, doing what we can to find new markets, help continue to expand our exports. And then on the revenue side of that, making sure that we continue to advocate for a stronger tax climate here in the state, that provides opportunities for new growth and development, and making sure Wisconsin remains a great state to live, work, and raise a family.
And make sure to look for that red label, everybody. Buy local, support local, support Wisconsin-made products.
Absolutely.
You're also going to be serving on the Senate Committee on Health. A few topics are bigger in this in the day and age than the health industry, and that's just umbrellaing a whole bunch of subjects. I imagine there's a lot to do in that committee.
There is, and healthcare policy is one of those areas that when I first got elected, it was a issue area that I was the most least comfortable with, as I'm by no means a health expert and don't consider myself one now, but in my first state budget, we worked on some healthcare policy as it related to creating more access for rural areas, and it sparked an interest that I never knew existed in me. And so I've had the privilege to be on the health committee now. This will be going on my fourth session, and trying to find ways to increase access to care, especially in our underserved areas, whether it's dealing with mental health access, oral health care, and just trying to navigate some of the turf wars that exist. And we're going to be reintroducing our Advanced Practice Registered Nurses Modernization Act, the APRN Act, that's unfortunately been vetoed the last two sessions, but we're going to bring it back, and because it's a huge issue, and we've got a huge workforce issue shortage within our healthcare areas. And what's really exciting, and I was just in a conference out in D.C. a couple of weeks ago with legislators from all across the country to hear from policy experts and sort of what we can expect from the new administration. And it seems like there's going to be a renewed effort and push to really empower states to get creative in healthcare policy, energy. This is going to be a really exciting time over the course of these next 4 years for states to really be the driving force and leading force to provide innovation in these key areas. And I'm proud to have a seat at the table to help usher in these new reforms.
Yeah, again, going back to the whole what we were talking about before about bringing in new ideas and some new blood into this into politics, it's always good to be able to look at these subjects and whatever we're talking about, say, hey, what can we do differently? How can we make things better? This industry, more than most, needs that. So it's encouraging to hear, and looking forward to seeing what you guys develop in the next year. You are also the co-chair of the Joint Survey Committee on Tax Exemptions and a member of the Senate Tax. Let's start there first on tax exemptions. What is that? What are you going to be doing on that committee? What is the work that you guys will be doing?
So this is more of a technical committee. So anytime that anything that deals with tax exemptions, tax policy comes up, this is a joint committee with several members on it. And basically, it's pretty straightforward, is that oftentimes we review the legislation or the tax policy that's coming before the committee. And basically, here's as simple as this: is this good public policy, yes or no? And that's basically the extent of the conversation. And so, for an example, when the Brewers Bill was going through last session, that came before the committee. We had the vote: is this good policy? Is it not good policy? And it's just basically procedurally allows it to move through the process, where it then often goes through the Joint Finance Committee, gets voted on, and then goes before the state Senate and the state Assembly.
It sounds like, too, with some of these committees that individuals like yourself are on one committee and on another because they kind of work together.
Oh, yeah, and that's the thing, too, is trying to piece together, being the chair, the incoming chair of the Revenue Committee, as well as being on the Finance Committee. It's just naturally a good fit to then also be on the Tax Exemptions Committee, because now you're going to essentially have the ability to interact with this legislation three times before you actually vote on it. And so it's really a good safeguard to help that legislation as it moves through the process and work with individuals who are pursuing it, or individuals have concerns, to kind of sit down with them and really hash things out before it comes to the floor, and hopefully you avoid any messy floor votes.
And I think one of the biggest thing out of constituents, it doesn't matter what initial is in front of their name, we all want to see bills get passed, work get done. Committees help that happen. Committees are an integral part of making these bills get passed, and you guys helping to do the work that you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, oftentimes you'll hear this 1,000 times, it's cliche, but that's how the sausage is made. But it's also critically important to make sure that you know, we're doing our due diligence, because someone may have a great idea in their own mind, but then maybe they didn't necessarily run all the traps on the legislation and how, you know, what they're trying to pursue might have negative impacts, or it might be beneficial. And so having different eyes and different sets of perspective really allows us to really vet the merits of the legislation and know whether or not this is good public policy or if we need to make tweaks to it. And so while sometimes it can be messy and sometimes it can be frustrating, this is the process, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
We're speaking with Senator Patrick Teston, joins us every month. And, sir, you're also on the Committee of Financial Institutions and Sports Heritage and the Joint Committee on Information Policy and Technology. I think we've run out of time now that I've said all of that. No, the Sports Heritage and Joint Committee, what will you be doing on these, and what kind of work are they doing?
Yeah, this is I'm really looking forward to the Financial Institutions and Sport and Heritage Committee. So it's you know, it's kind of an interesting committee. You got the hooks and bullets, and then you got your credit unions and banks. And so you know, I anticipate we're going to be having a lot of conversations as it relates to our natural resources, managing our white-tailed deer population, making sure that, you know, we're doing what we can to be good stewards of what we have here in the state, and then also making sure that our financial institutions are in good positions. And you know, a lot of legislation that we've talked about in years past, things like elder abuse, elder fraud, making sure individuals who aren't being taken advantage of and you know, losing out on tens of thousands of dollars who are on fixed incomes, those are things that I'm looking forward to continuing to work on and strengthen on this committee. And, you know, under the chairmanship of Senator Rob Stachel from the 10th Senate District, he has chaired this committee the last couple of sessions. He's done a really great job, and I'm looking forward to being a member on this committee.
One of the things you've done in your position that I respect is trying to bring a note to things that may not have to do with politics or may, you know, be a kind of on the fringe of that. And every once in a while, I see these and want to talk about them. Similar to your On the Job series, you recently noted the Wisconsin Ethical Hunters Award. This is an award that's been around since 97, but I don't know if it's common knowledge of what it is and what it does. Could we just touch on that for a moment?
Yeah, so this is an award that the DNR established back in 1997, and it's really to recognize those individuals who go above and beyond in our sport and heritage community. And this could be anywhere from individuals who help other hunters track down lost game. It could be individuals who, you know, someone gets lost and help find them, and just really being good stewards and being safe hunters. And I think that's so critical. And, you know, thankfully we've had a very safe and successful deer hunting season with, as far as I'm aware, we didn't really have any major accidents or incidents. And so this is really an opportunity to shed light on those individuals who go above and beyond to make sure that we can go out and recreate and hunt and fish safely within our great state. And so if that sounds like anyone that any of the listeners out there know of, you know, please feel free to check out the DNR website and nominate them. This is a 5-member committee within the DNR who go through the applications, and be a great opportunity to highlight some of the great sportsmen and women that we have right here in the 24th Senate District.
Yeah, you have until January 31st of next year to submit your entries, and you could do that at dnr.wisconsin.gov, dnr.wisconsin.gov. Sir, as we're wrapping up here, did want to touch on one of my favorite things that you do. I mentioned it before, the On the Job series. Are you looking to do some more of those next year?
Absolutely. And we took the last couple of months off. In fact, the last one, I was kind of bummed that it didn't pan out. I was hoping to work with one of our crop dusting companies right here in the Central Sands area that spreads cover crops, and I was looking forward to getting up in the plane, but it didn't work out at the last second. But next month, I'm going to be working with Ellistone Construction on a site, and so we're going to be taking things back up and put more production behind the On the Job series, which is I truly love. This is one of the best things that we've come up with in my office to highlight what opportunities are out there, and it gives me an excuse to get out of Madison for a day and actually go to some real work. And so if you're an employer out there, you want me to come work for you for a day, reach out to my office, and I'd And the highlight is you can say at the end of my shift that you can fire me.
If people do want to reach you, sir, how can they do that?
Yeah, if anyone needs to get in touch with me, and actually this is a really great time between now and before the budget gets introduced to weigh in, my office number is 608-266-3123. You can shoot us an email at sen.mylastnametestin@legis.wi.gov. Follow us on social media. And of course, if you see me out and about, feel free to stop me. I'm happy to chat.
Appreciate the work you've done this year, sir, and certainly you joining us throughout the year for these conversations. They've been great. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to you and yours, and a happy new year. Safe travels out there.
I appreciate you, James, and same to you. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy holidays, and everyone have a safe new year, and look forward to having this chat in 2025.
We'll talk then, sir. You take care.
You too.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.